Well, the man who police say shot and killed a Houston-area sheriff's deputy on Friday night is being held without bail after his first court appearance this morning. The accused, Shannon Miles, is black. The deputy, Darren Goforth, what a name, was white. Police say they didn't know each other but allege that Miles targeted Goforth, shooting him in the back 15 times. Now his death is being tied to the rhetoric of protests that's taken shape after cases of officers killing unarmed black men. Sheriff Ron Hickman said this at a news conference over the weekend.
Any point when the rhetoric ramps up to the point where calculated, cold-blooded assassination of police officers happened, this rhetoric has gotten out of control. We've heard Black Lives Matter, All Lives Matter. Well, cops' lives matter, too.
Supporters of that sentiment point to the Black Lives Matter marchers who used anti-police chants at the Minnesota State Fair just hours after Deputy Goforth was killed.
Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon.
The chant referring to police. Black Lives Matter's leaders have also spoken out. We'll get to that. But first, Craig Cohen is host of Houston Matters on Here and Now contributing station KUHF. Craig, how is all this reverberating where you are?
Well, it's, of course, leading to shock and frustration. Shock about the violence, frustration that no apparent motive has really come to light, some anger about it becoming politically charged so quickly. But frankly, what else is new in 2015 America?
That something becomes politically charged. But what more do we know about the suspect?
The suspect is Shannon Miles. He's 30 years old. He's from Cyprus. That's the same neighborhood that Deputy Darren Goforth is from. The Houston Chronicle studied some court records and found he has a long rap sheet. He's been arrested seven times between 2005 and 2009 for everything from criminal mischief to discharging or displaying a firearm, evading arrest, criminal trespass. But again, there's no indication of a motive, no indication that he even knew the deputy.
Well, and there's security video also that shows a man who looks like Shannon Miles approaching the deputy whose back is turned to him and shooting him. Well, back to the theory that rhetoric from the Black Lives Matter movement might have prompted this shooting. On CNN this morning, DeRay McKesson, who's a leader in the Black Lives Matter movement, which started a year ago after Michael Brown was shot and killed by an officer in Ferguson, he said he thought it was unfortunate that Sheriff Hickman blamed the movement for what's a charged climate.
This is only charged in the context of a profession that refuses any accountability. It's interesting, again, that when we think about policing, I would hope that police officers conduct investigations before they make accusatory statements.
What's the feeling there in Houston, Craig, about this, you know, bringing the Black Lives Matter movement into this shooting?
Well, there's a little bit of a split there, as you might imagine. There are those whose sentiments are very much with law enforcement, but we've also heard responses, just like you mentioned, we heard DeRay McKesson there. He had another statement, which he put out on Twitter, where he says, "I grieve for the victims of violence. It's sad that some have chosen to politicize this tragedy, and I suspect that there are those who feel, yes, that's exactly what they're doing." The question really comes down to if law enforcement start by using such charged language, can it lead then to mistrust that they will handle the investigation like any other homicide? Mm-hmm. It sort of reinforces this growing sense of disconnect and mistrust between law enforcement and communities nationwide.
That they've already come to a conclusion about something they haven't investigated yet. But is there a sense that it's open season on police officers? Last week, we saw an officer, a state trooper, who approached a man in Louisiana to help him, and he was shot and killed, but the person who shot him was white. What is the sense that officer killings are on the rise?
I don't know if it's necessarily that officer killings are on the rise, though there is an interesting stat. According to the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund, there have been 10 officers who have died in Texas this year. That's 10 out of 80 nationwide. That 80 total represents a 10% increase in deaths so far this year. But the language that we're hearing in large part is coming from law enforcement saying that they are getting pushback in general from the community. And then, of course, we've all been witness to the community at large in many cases saying we don't trust law enforcement. So that divide exists.
But interestingly, USA Today reports that according to the website Officer Down Memorial page, non-accidental shooting deaths of police officers have actually gone down. So the debate will continue. But Craig, it is obvious, though, that there's been an outpouring of grief and support for this officer and his family where you are.
Yes, 1,000 people showed up Sunday night for a march from a couple of area churches to the gas station where the shooting occurred. Without question, there is a great outpouring of support for the officer's family.
Craig Cohen, host of Houston Matters, on here now contributing station KUHF. Craig, thank you.
You're quite welcome.